and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito. Good morning, or maybe I should say good afternoon if it's 5:30 and you're tuning in. But you are tuning in to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is where God is always broadcasting. We're tuning into His frequency today to hear a word from Him. We're going to pick up where we left off on Friday with this sermon I've entitled, Today, If You Hear His Voice. We're going through our study here in the Book of Revelation on WGOD, alternating programs between this and Sunday sermons are going on at the church that I pastor. Now, yesterday, we just started a brand new book, and that is Galatians. And we'll hear that here coming up probably tomorrow on the radio, Tuesday and Wednesday, this brand new series here, the Book of Galatians. And with the subject heading over all of these in Galatians is faith plus nothing equals salvation. There's your algebra for today. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. You can't add anything to faith or grace by faith. For it's by grace are you saved through faith. There's nothing to add to that. There's no works we can do to add to what the Son of God did on the cross. That's what we're going to be looking at Saturday when I'm recording this. I'm excited about that sermon here heading up tomorrow. But I know it's Monday when you're hearing this on the radio. You'll hear that sermon tomorrow, or you can go to Island Community Church's Facebook page, and you can watch the service live from there. Well, recorded from there, or the app, Island Community Church FL, and you will see that if you go into prior broadcast, you'll see that service from yesterday uploaded on there. Intro to Galatians. I'd love to hear back from you too. My email address is paul@wgodradio.com. It's a thrill to meet so many of you coming to the church and visiting the church because you like this radio program, and I'm grateful for that. God's doing a great work. We're at over 50 now in our church. Might not seem a lot to you, but that's a lot to me. It's a There was under 10 people when I got to Island, and we're at 50 now. Praise God, He's done all the work. I'm eternally grateful for the awesome work that He's doing at the church. And I invite you to come by sometime, experience the presence of God, hear the Word of God preached unadulterated each and every week. Okay, let's get back to His Word now. Focus on the most important part here today. The Word of God. We are in the Book of Revelation. We're in chapter 13, and this is the second half, the second part of this sermon entitled, Today, If You Hear His Voice.
This we know, where his power comes from. It says, the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Verse 3, so I saw one of his heads. Now remember, this beast is a conglomeration of all these world empires and rulers. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So it would seem that this world ruler is going to die, or at least appear to die. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. Now, perhaps it's someone, one of these that have already died. Someone like, here's a short list I came up with. John F. Kennedy. Everyone. Even this guy here is young enough, old enough to know who John F. Kennedy is. He's seen it on YouTube. and reads about it in school. You know how he died? How did John F. Kennedy die? Do you know? He was assassinated. Same day when the Beatles came out. November 22nd, 1963. The same day C.S. Lewis died. Buried on the last page of the New York Times. One of the greatest Christian authors ever. How about Osama bin Laden? What would you do if you saw this man again? Judas Iscariot. Nero. Adolf Hitler. Hit Donald Trump. Just as much him as possible as any one of these is Donald Trump. Someone riddles this man with bullets in his head and he dies and all the world sees him die and then, whoop, up he goes. It's happened before. Luke chapter 22, verse 3, it happened to Judas. When he gave up Jesus, it says, then Satan entered into Judas. He didn't even know he was going to betray Jesus. He asked him, what did he say to him, Darren? I'm sitting around the table. Is it I? He didn't even know. He didn't even know. No one knew. John 14, 27, it said they looked around at each other when he says, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me. No one knew what he was talking about. Even Judas didn't know. Until he went too far and did the ultimate, his last chance to repent. He gave that up. And it says, and then Satan entered into Judas. And then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. It could be the same with Donald Trump. Now, maybe there's a lot of people that like Donald Trump. Forgive me. He wouldn't know. But it's going to be something like this. Everyone follow me? It's going to be something like this. It's going to be on the magnitude of a Donald Trump or John F. Kennedy or Osama bin Laden is what this says. One of these mortal head means he could be one of these rulers of these countries. Maybe Saddam Hussein. He was the Medes and the Persians area. Iraq or Iran. Or Germany, the leopard, Adolf Hitler or someone else. But maybe someone that's alive at that time, maybe the leader tomorrow could die and then rise again. They wouldn't have understood that in the year one. But they'd understand it in the year 2018. At the right time, people will understand this. But this is what John's trying to tell us. I saw one of his heads as if it was mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and then all the world marveled. And followed after the beast. Now look at what happens as a result. Everyone, we're in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. Well, all the world marveled and followed after the beast. Let me say, but they were tricked into this, weren't they? Yes, they were. Better word is they were deceived into this. Y'all know what the word deceive means? I wrote my own definition of the word deceive. You want to hear it? It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Should I say that again, Mo Howard? It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Eve said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Do you think she would have done what she did if she would have known the consequences? Look, Eve, come on over here. Let me tell you something. You're going to eat this strawberry shortcake here. And you're going to corrupt the entire human race. You're going to make little children die of cancer. And you're going to make the Son of God die naked on the cross. Here, have some. What do you think she would have done? No way would she have done that. She said, the serpent deceived me. She thought something was something. That is, this apple good for me, it's going to open my eyes. While something, this apple, was something else. The something else, the introduction of sin into the human race. The day you do, you partake of this, you will surely die spiritually. Man is now separated from God. It was never his intention. Man is separated from God now. This is why Jesus came. 1 Timothy 2:5. There is one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. But this goes all the way back to there. They're deceived into doing this. So they marveled a little, then they followed him, and now verse 4, it says, what's it say? First three words? So they worshiped. Fools! When in doubt, worship, right? But they can't see the dragon. Let's read it. So they worshiped the dragon. You see, they're deceived. They can't see Satan. Like you can't see him today. Or at your school. Or at home. Or on the television. Or under your kid's bed. You can't see him. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. You see, they can't see the dragon, but it doesn't matter. Many people worship him right now and you can't see him. You worship him right now and you can't see him. How? By doing his will. When you hate your neighbor, you're worshiping him. When you sow discord among brethren, you're worshiping him. When you lie, you're worshiping him. When you reject God's provision for your sin, you're worshiping him or yourself. Like refusing the Lord's ticket that he's handing out. That's what I was talking about before you guys got here. The Lord is handing out tickets, proverbially speaking. But when you reject God's provision for your sin, you're worshiping the devil unwittingly. And now the rest of this verse is the one whom they knowingly worship. Satan, they unwittingly worship him. Because if they would have known it, they wouldn't have done it. Just like Eve in the garden. If she would have known it, she wouldn't have done it. Judas Iscariot, same way. He did not know what he was doing. Read Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, when you get a chance. For Judas, it says, when he saw what had happened to Jesus, he hurled the money into the temple and he cried out and said, I've sinned. I've sinned. I've sinned. He didn't know what he was doing. He was deceived. And that's what's going to happen in the end of the age. People are not knowingly going to take the mark of the beast and worship Satan. They're going to be deceived into doing it. This is Satan's greatest tool on us, is deceiving people. When you see his death in Revelation chapter 20 or 21, then this serpent who deceives the whole world was thrown into the lake of fire. His power is in the deception. Satan's got no power over you but to deceive you. Thank you, Lord. I've got none of this written down today. The rest knowingly worship. It says, and they worship the beast. Saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Then he opened, this is Antichrist we're talking about. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those that dwell in heaven. Think about that. I wrote this note in my study Bible years ago. I wrote, certainly an odd statement to blaspheme those that live in heaven. So could this be like a post-rapture statement, similar to good riddance to bad rubbish? Why would he say that? Or as Arthur Q. Bryan would put it, good riddance to bad rubbish. Who is Arthur Q. Bryan? The original voice of Elmer Fudd. Why blaspheme those that are in heaven? Right? Can you hear it now? All those Christians are finally gone, he'd say after the rapture, right? Now I promise you free pornography on every television. Now you can marry your cat if you want. Oh, wait, they already do that in England. Some woman married her cat. These are the kind of things that are going to appeal to people's flesh. All you have to do is pledge allegiance to me. Why, blasphemy? Have you ever in your life, have you ever heard or have seen anyone blaspheme those that live in heaven? Of course not. People blaspheme God all the time. Ooh, those people in heaven. I've never heard of such a thing. You see, maybe something happened to cause him to say this. Maybe some grand event has happened, causing this man to shake an angry fist at those that dwell in heaven. There's no other reason I could think of why the Bible author would have put this on here. But again, all you have to do is pledge allegiance to me. Verse 7. Now it was granted to him to make war with the saints. Uh-oh. Again. Who are the saints? You! Not your grandmother. Your grandmother, thank God, is already gone. You! If you open up all the commentaries, they say, certainly this is not you. This is just Jewish people that are going to believe. Where does it say that in the Bible? He's going to make war with the saints. You are the saints. This is why Jesus tells you in John 12:25, those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it unto life eternal. This is why Jesus wants to get you in this frame of mind. Don't worry about what man can do to you. Don't fear him, but fear the one that can kill body and soul in hell, Jesus said. So, it was granted to him to make war with the saints. And for those out of a Catholic background, we're not talking about the guy you pray to when you lose your wallet. Or if you're flying on an airplane. Christopher, or some of these others. A saint, according to the word of God, is a child of God. You are saints. All of you who have received Jesus Christ are saints. The Bible calls you saints. The Apostle Paul, James, and John, they all call you saints. A saint means someone that's been separated unto God. That's what the word means. So it was granted to him to make war with the saints. And, sorry to say, to overcome them. And authority was given to him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Nation, Greek word, ethnos, ethnic group. So, what do you know? Saints are still around. By the way, Daniel the prophet said the very same thing in the Old Testament. 700 years before this, Daniel said this. Daniel 7:25, speaking of the Antichrist, he will speak pompous words against the Most High, and he will persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints will be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. There's that incessant number again. Just won't go away. 3.5 years. We just looked at that a moment ago, verse 5, right? He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. He was given authority to continue for 42 months. Now, verse 8, and perhaps the most intimidating verse in the entire Bible is Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. It says this. It says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb. The book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Now thank God for that comma. That is, whose names have not been written in the book of life. And those are the ones. But as I do, I've preached this on Wednesday nights, I've preached it on Sunday, I've preached it on the radio. Instead of focusing on the first part like I usually do, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, meaning your best friend, your mother, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your buddy at school, all who dwell on your atheist friend, your agnostic friends, those that don't give a rip about religion, those that think religion is a crutch, all that dwell on the earth will worship him. Because you can't buy or sell without bowing a knee to this man. You can't conduct life without bowing a knee to this man. More on that next week. All that dwell on the earth will worship him. But this time, I want to focus on the second part of this verse. What a statement. It says the death of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion was planned even before he made the world. Do you see that? The book of life of the Lamb. All right, symbolism. We got dragon. The dragon is who? The Lamb is who? So when Jesus says the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he's talking about Jesus. When we read the symbolism in the book of Revelation, when he says, I see a lamb like it was slain, that's symbols for you to know the lamb is Jesus. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Goes all the way back to the Old Testament, back in Moses in Egypt, when they killed the Passover lamb and took his blood and they put his blood around the doorpost of the house and the death angel would pass over them and not kill anyone that had the blood and they had to eat and partake of that Passover lamb goes all the way back to then. When John the Baptist goes, look, it's the Lamb of God. That's Jesus. Who, by the way, died on Passover. What a profound statement. That the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. The death of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion was planned before he made the world. Think about this. For God so loved the world that he gave. We just got to read that slow. 1 John 4:9 says this. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us. That God sent his only begotten Son into the world. So that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the big word, propitiation, means mercy seat. He loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is where we need to end this message today. Satan has done nothing in this sermon and throughout the world but deceive people. I am here, friends, to bear witness to the truth today. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So hear the truth today, church. Hear the truth today. God loves you. God sent his son to die in your place so that you could have everlasting life. All you have to do is receive him today. This was God's plan all along because he loves you. That verse, all that dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from before the foundations of the world. What does that mean? That means before God made the world, he was thinking about you. That's what it means. God was thinking about you before he made any of this. You were on his mind. Hallelujah. You were on his mind. I don't want to focus on lies and deception anymore. I'm going to go home today knowing that I was on his mind before he made any of this. I love that. God's plan all along was to save you because he loves you. Acts 10:43 says, to him all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today and hear the truth of the gospel. God loves you. He's always loved you, and you've always been on his mind. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
One thing remains.